like a touchdown. This felt like an easy six. Defense is retreating quick. No, I got that cannon on me and receivers on the whim. Welcome pressure, where's a blitz? Not afraid to take the risk. Swear to God, I hate to lose, but winning is my
favorite. What's up? What's up? What's up? Welcome to another episode of Drop Balls Podcast, your favorite podcaster's favorite sports podcast. Yes, you heard me right. I said your favorite podcaster's favorite sports podcast. Hope you all are having a good week so far. It is Thursday, so that means we are just a few more days away from the weekend. That means college football on Saturday and the NFL on Sunday, week three NFL. And I believe it's week four for college football, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Before we get into, you know, the sports talk, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please be sure to go to the rating and review section and leave your boy that five-star rating, as well as leave your boy a good review. And even if you dislike the show or for whatever reason, which you shouldn't, but even if you do, go ahead and leave your boy a bad review. Let me know what you dislike. Let me know, you know, what I can improve on, so that way I can give you all a better product. And if you're listening on Spotify, please be sure to leave your boy a five-star rating on Spotify as well. They do have a rating section, so please be sure to leave your boy that five-star rating on Spotify. And then no matter where you're listening to the podcast at, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, wherever, please be sure to share the podcast with your friends, your family, your coworkers, anybody you know that loves sports just as much as you and I do. And just get, you know, share the podcast with them. Help me to grow the podcast. That's the least I could ask for, is just that you all, you know, pass it along, share it with your friends, share it with everybody. But anyway, let's get into it, man. Let's get into it. And, you know, first I haven't talked to y'all since the Colts lost on Sunday. So, you know, I got to start off with the Colts losing to the Jacksonville Jaguars in Jacksonville. We dropped the ball in Jacksonville for the eighth year in a row. And this one wasn't, it's not even the fact that we lost in this one that pissed me off. It was how bad it looked. Like, it just looked terrible. 24-0, we laid a goose egg. Trevor Lawrence went out there and did his thing against us, just like he does all the time when we're in Jacksonville. I don't know what it is about Trevor Lawrence in Jacksonville when he plays us, but he just figures it out and he decides to go off. He doesn't look like this any other time during the season. But he figures it out against us, and he goes out there and he does his thing. He was 25 for 30, 235 yards, two touchdowns. He had 121.5 quarterback rating. He went crazy. Christian Kirk did his thing, six receptions, 78 yards, and two touchdowns. They did their thing. They did what they were supposed to do. Their defense played lights out. They got pressure on Matt Ryan damn near the whole game. We gave up five sacks. Matt Ryan had three interceptions. He had pressure in his face the whole game. Now, my issue, right, my issue with this offense, the offense just looked lackadaisical. I mean, now, granted, we didn't have Michael Pittman. We didn't have Alec Pierce. So things just didn't look right for us. They just didn't look right for us. For whatever reason, we have gone away from using our tight ends completely, seems like, in the passing game. Mo Alley Cox had three targets, one reception for 9 yards. Colin Granson had two targets, two receptions for 14 yards. Jelani Woods, he had no targets. He did play. Now, mind you, Jelani Woods did play. He just had no targets. They didn't target him at all in the game against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So I don't know what's going on. I don't know, you know, why things are the way they are. I honestly couldn't tell you. It is kind of annoying because, like I said, I know we start off slow. Like, I know the Colts, they start off slow. And, you know, we just don't play well, especially in Jacksonville. So to have back-to-back games against divisional opponents, you go from playing the Houston Texans the first game, and then you go play the Jacksonville Jaguars the second game. And we already start off slow as it is. And to have two divisional games back-to-back was just rough. So now we're 0-1-1, right? I was also pissed off with the offense. Like I said, the offense, it looked lackadaisical. Jonathan Taylor only had 9 carries in this game. Now, that leads me to believe that he will have more carries against the Kansas City Chiefs, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. But he only had 9 carries in this game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and I feel like I'm talking a little bit too fast. Let me slow it down a little bit. But it just feels like Frank Wright I don't know what Frank Wright was thinking about, you know, in this game. I don't know what he was doing. JT had 5 yards for four or five carries for 4 yards in the first half. And so then he had four carries for 50 yards in the second half. But I don't know why you go away from the run. Like, you just don't go away from the run. Yes, we were down 17-0 in the first half, but there's still a lot more football to be played. Like, there's still a lot more football to be played in the second half. So I just don't feel like you go away from the run there, especially when you can't protect the quarterback, where you have Matt Pryor sitting in Matt Ryan's lap the whole game, or you have Ryan Kelly getting beat. You have Danny Pinter and Braden Smith getting beat, Quentin Nelson getting beat. Like, when you have things like that, you got to do certain things to kind of slow down that pass rush. They were running stunts, they were running twists the whole game, and getting pressure with four. Like, they didn't really need to rush five. They did sometimes, but they didn't really need to rush five. They got pressure with four. And, I mean, Evan Engram was even able to go off. He had 8 targets for seven receptions and 46 yards. Like, that's crazy. But, you know, we just had some issues. Like, we had a lot of issues this game. And, it wasn't necessarily just one team. It wasn't offense. It wasn't defense. It was both. Like, it was both that just played horribly. Like, it was uncharacteristic of the Colts. Our defense, we saw Kenny Moore get cooked a couple times. I know he gave up a touchdown to, I believe it was Christian Kirk. Christian Kirk ran a route out the backfield. Kenny Moore was supposed to be there, ended up giving up a touchdown. I want to say maybe it's part of some of the scheme and also some of personnel. I don't think the personnel is quite not that they're not fond of it, but they're not quite comfortable in the scheme yet. I saw the Jacksonville receivers, they had a lot of free releases off the line, even when we was in man, whether we was in man or cover three. Like, I mean, I know Gus Bradley likes that press bell technique and all of that. But even in cover three or, you know, any of that, like specifically man, receivers were getting free releases. They weren't getting hands on receivers at the line of scrimmage. They weren't jamming. They weren't doing anything. It was as soon as the ball is snapped, they're getting to that back pedal. I didn't like that. I really didn't like that. I feel like you have to at least get your hands on a receiver to disrupt the timing, especially when the quarterback is going out there. And I believe at one point, I want to say Trevor Lawrence was like 16-16. I could be tripping. I could just be, you know, thinking that right now. But I want to say there was one point in the game where he was 100%. I'm not talking about the beginning of the game. I'm just saying, like, throughout the game, there was a point where he just was completing pass after pass after pass. And we let him get in rhythm. We let him get in a rhythm. So, like, if your quarterback is getting in a rhythm like that, or if the opponent's quarterback is getting in a rhythm like that, you kind of want to do something to disrupt that rhythm. If we're not getting pressure on the quarterback, you gotta disrupt the rhythm with the receivers. You know, press them, jam them at the line. Just throw off that timing so that way it kind of messes things up for them. And for whatever reason, we didn't do that. We did not do that. Now, I will say Ashton Doolin had a decent game. I mean, yeah, I understand he had 79 yards on 5 receptions. There was really one big play that he had, and I believe the longest, it was like 39 yards. So that means up until that play, all he had was 4 receptions for 40 yards. So, I mean, yeah, he was getting about 10 yards a pop on the receptions, but he had 4 receptions for 40 yards. Then he had that big, long play, and that's what gave him the, you know, the 79 yards. So I'm not really big on that. We didn't really do much with our possessions. I want to say, if you give me a second, let me look it up. I believe we only ran about 51 plays on offense. That's atrocious. Like, that's terrible. Especially when I think in, like, the first game we ran somewhere closer to 90 plays. So, like, that's just kind of sad. That's kind of atrocious. Yeah, we ran 50 plays on offense. They ran 71. So they ran 70 more play or not 70. God damn. They ran 21 more plays than we ran on offense. Like I said, it just didn't look good. Naheem Hines, he did get utilized in the passing game early on, but then they went away from, you know, they went away from throwing at him, you know, in the passing, using them in the passing game. So I don't really know what to really think of this offensive set that we set out on the field that game. I got some stuff. You know what? We'll get into it, because I mean, that's really what I wanted to talk about from week three or week two. It's too late to really talk about anything else. I do like the Lions beat the Commanders. It's just one of those things where if the Commanders would have won and we lost, I know I would have never heard the end of it on Twitter. Now Carson Wentz still had a decent game. He threw three touchdowns, had 337 yards. He still had a decent game, one interception. So I can't really talk too much smack, because he got like seven touchdowns and I want to say four interceptions or three interceptions or something like that, while Matt Ryan has one touchdown and four interceptions. So it's not looking too good for us. And I've said this multiple times before, on Twitter at least, Carson Wentz wasn't the problem. And this year is kind of showing that Carson Wentz wasn't really the problem. There's so many holes on our offense, so many holes on our defense, that just proves that if we would have had more on our team, maybe we would have kind of went further. They just utilized him as the scapegoat. That's what it seems like. That's what I feel, in my opinion. Now, I still think Matt Ryan is an upgrade, but you have to protect him. You have to protect Matt Ryan. You have to protect your quarterback. And we just, at this point, we can't do that. Matt Ryan is actually pretty damn good when, he's kept clean, which, I mean, most quarterbacks will be good if you keep him clean. But he's done his thing when he's kept clean. He's made the right plays, made the right reads. So we just got to keep Matt Ryan upright. We can't allow five sacks. I want to say Matt Ryan's been sacked like almost 10 times already in two games. That you can't allow that. Not on your quarterback, man. You can't allow your quarterback to get hit like that and continuously get hit like that. That's just not a recipe for success, man. It's not a recipe for success at all. Yeah, he's been sacked seven times already. It's not a recipe for success, man. Not at all. But let's get into this week three matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. And, man, we return home back to Indy. Lucas Oil Stadium to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Look out for my article. Look, man, your boy just started writing. I don't know who I am right now, man. I just started writing for the Indy Intercept. Look out for my article this weekend. I also did an article. Hopefully that gets published either tomorrow or Saturday, just about like the injury report or whatever. But I did write an article about this weekend for Sunday's game. My three bold predictions for this game on Sunday. So be sure to look out for that article. Follow me on Twitter at DropBallsPod. I will post it on there. But let's talk about this game a little bit. Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, they come into town, Indianapolis, Indiana. I will be there. I actually fly out 12 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning. So I will be in Indy. I will be in the building for that game. I got my tickets and everything. I'm ready. My boy CJ, he's going to be there as well. He's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be fun. But I do believe we lose this game. But and I'm okay with us losing this game as long as we show some fight, as long as we show that we improve from what happened last week. We show some improvements. I'm cool with losing this game. Now, if we go out there and we just get blown out, I'm going to have some issues. Now, I do have some things, though. I do have some keys that I believe can help us beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, defensively, we have to tackle in space. That's one thing we're going to have to do. We can't be missing tackles. We got to tackle in space. We have to limit the explosive plays, keep everything underneath, limit the explosive plays, and pressure Patrick Mahomes. We got to get pressure on Patrick Mahomes. We were not able to pressure Trevor Lawrence last week. We were not able to get good enough pressure on him. So we got to make it a point of emphasis to pressure Patrick Mahomes. Even if you don't get home, at least run him off his spot. Like I said, mess up the timing of things. Run him off of his spot. That'll help us on the back end. So we got to get home, or we got to get some pressure on Mahomes. Now, offensively, we have to limit our turnovers. Matt Ryan had some fumbles in the first game. There was a strip sack in the second game. Luckily, we got the ball back against the Jacksonville Jaguars. But he threw three interceptions. We have to limit the turnovers against the Kansas City Chiefs. If not, they're going to put us on Pornhub like they did the Las Vegas Raiders last year. I think in the second game against the Raiders had, I want to say it was, they had four fumbles and they had one interception. So if we turn over the ball like the Raiders did last year in that second game, they're going to put us in Pornhub. They did have some turnovers in that first game as well. They had, I believe it was two turnovers in the first game they played against the Raiders last year. So we got to limit those. We got to limit those or else they're going to hang 40 on us. You want to protect Matt Ryan. You want to defend against the twists and the stunts. Our offensive line, they have to find some type of cohesion in this game. I believe Bernhard Raimann should be the answer at left tackle, and you move Matt Pryor to right guard. I believe that would be better fitted for this offensive line. Apparently, Frank Wright doesn't see it that way. He's the coach. He sees the practice every day. So I'm going to just take his word for it right now, but I know what I see when I'm watching football, when I'm watching the TV screen. I know what I'm seeing. So if he's going to be playing left tackle, then they have to protect Matt Ryan. They have to defend against the stunts and the twists. They have to be ready for it. They have to be ready for a heavy dose of cover three and a heavy dose of man against our receivers as well, because they're going to probably bring somebody extra in the box so that way they can stop Jonathan Taylor, especially since they're without Willie Gay this weekend. Then they're going to probably bring somebody extra in the box to try to stop Jonathan Taylor. A lot of cover three, a lot of man coverage. We got to be able to protect Matt Ryan so that way he can just dissect that defense. We got to work the quick game. We got to be able to work the quick passing game. Hopefully we get Michael Pittman back this week. Hopefully we get Alec Pierce back this week. I know Pittman has been a limited participant in practice, and Alec Pierce has been a full participant all week. So as long as he has no setbacks, they both should be a go on Friday. So hopefully we get them back. And I think JT should get at least 15-plus carries this week. I think those are the recipes for us to win this game against the Kansas City Chiefs. I think if we do those things well, then I think we can actually escape with a victory. Now, even if we don't do those things completely well, I want to see that there was improvements on those things throughout the game, because when we played on Sunday, those things weren't there. So I at least want to see, if we do lose, I at least want to see there were improvements on those things in that game. Now, if we win, then that means we've hit on all those points. In my opinion, if we win that game, we've hit on all of those points, and we would be good to go. We'll be good to go. So, you know, those are my things for the Colts versus the Chiefs. We got to limit the explosive plays. We got to pressure Patrick Mahomes, tackle in space. That's what we need to do defensively. Hopefully we get Shaq Leonard back. If we get Shaquille Leonard back, he's been a full participant. I think it's been five straight practices now. He's been a full participant. So hopefully, he's feeling good enough to go on Saturday or on Sunday. We'll find out Friday after their practice. We'll find out. But anyway, so offensively, we got to limit turnovers, protect Matt Ryan. Our offensive line has to find some cohesion, defend against those twists and those stunts. We got to work the quick game, and JT has to have 15-plus carries. We do all of those things, we escape there with a victory. Now, I do think, like I said before, I think Kansas City wins this game. I'm thinking somewhere around 35-32. I think it's going to be a three-point game. How do we get to 32 points? I have no idea. But I think it's going to be a really good game, and I think we do, like I said, 33-32, Kansas City wins the game, beats us in Lucas Oil, and we start off 0-3. So we'll see what happens there. Man, that was a lot right there. But anyway, I'm going to take a quick little break, and when I come back, we're going to get into some more of these matchups, my picks for the week, and everything like that. We did have the Thursday night game. I just finished watching that. Well, not just finished, you know, it probably ended like 15 minutes ago or something like that. But we're gonna get into my picks for the rest of the week, and when I get back from this quick little break.
You don't need nobody else. I want you all to myself, I swear. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself, I swear. I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I want to order myself. Now that I got you here, girl, I ain't gon' play with you. Because it's a lot of things that I wanna say to you. Girl, you know you the shit. Balenciaga's on your kicks. Woo. Niggas all on your dick, but we ain't gon' trip. Cause I'm not ready for no commitments. But I swear I hate seeing you with them. And I know you ain't trying to control me. And I know you tired of being lonely. I can't help how I feel. I'm just keeping it real. They can't hear you, girl, because I'm selfish. I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself, I swear. I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I want to order myself. Shorty, I'm selfish, can't help it. You know I get stuck when you come around. And them niggas be sick cause we be on some shit. Yeah, they know I'm gonna hold it down. Pull up in the whip, tell you how I been with your friends. We gon' go to my crib, have myself cook us up a dinner. Girl, you know you fuckin' with a winner. I ain't nothing like these lanes, I swear. Name a place I can take you there. I'll do anything to make you laugh. And you can have anything, just ask. But just know that I'm selfish. And I swear I can't help it. But it's all for you. Yeah, it's all for you. I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself, I swear. I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I swear. I want to order myself because I'm selfish, I want to order myself, I swear. You don't need nobody else, I want to order myself.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm a one night stand, cuffin' wasn't in the plan. So you came through, you was fine with your friend. Yeah. You caught my eye, and my eye caught a vibe, and the vibe
said. All right, so we back from that quick little break, back from that quick little music break. That was PNB Rock. RIP to PNB. Man, we got too many rappers losing their lives over bullshit. This year it was PNB Rock. Last year it was Young Dolph. The year before it was Pop Smoke. And in 2019 we lost Nipsey Hussle. The violence got to stop, man. They got to stop with that for real, for real. They got to chill out with that, man. But let's get back into the show. And let's go over these picks for the week, man. So I put out my picks for the week the other day or yesterday on Twitter, or no, I guess it was Thursday. I put them out on Twitter, so that would be the day. So let's talk about my picks of the week, man. So I had the Steelers winning Thursday night football. They went out there and they got smoked by the Browns. It was bad. It was bad. At what point do you put Kenny Pickett in? Because obviously Mitch Trubisky is not the one. He's not the one that's going to help you win games in this league. Yes, they won week one, but, you know, that was against the Bengals where really they should have lost that game. Had the Bengals challenged that play I think it was fourth and goal or something like that. Had they challenged that play, it would have been a touchdown. Ja'Marr Chase would have caught a touchdown pass, and they would have escaped with a victory in overtime, even after the horrendous game Joe Burrow had, you know, leading up to that moment. But like I said, I picked the Steelers to win this game. I didn't really believe in Jacoby Brissett, but Jacoby Brissett, hey, man, he played a hell of a game tonight. I can't even hold you. The final score was 29-17. Jacoby Brissett was 21 for 31, 220 yards and two touchdowns. He didn't make too many mistakes in this game. Nick Chubb had 113 rushing yards and a touchdown. Amari Cooper had 101 receiving yards. I know for a fact the Cowboys are missing him. But yeah, you know, they went out there and did their thing. So that's already one that where I'm 0-1 for the week. I'm 15-16 overall. You know, it's been a last week was a really bad week. I was 7-9 last week. I was at least 100% the week before. But yeah, last week I was kind of bad last week. But anyway, let's get into the rest of these picks. So of course, like I said earlier, I do have the Chiefs beating us in Indy. So I did pick the Chiefs to beat us this week. I have the Texans beating the the Chicago Bears. I have the Texans beating the Chicago Bears. I have the Raiders beating the Tennessee Titans. Actually, no, I changed it. I have the Titans beating the Raiders this game. Now the Titans, they were put on Pornhub last week. They were put on Backpage by the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo went out there and did their thing. They took their starters out by the third quarter. Stephon Diggs, man, they going to have nightmares about Stephon Diggs on that defense. But I think the Titans, they pick back up and they beat the Raiders. The Raiders' defense isn't really that good. We saw it last week when they got beat by the Arizona Cardinals in overtime. Also because Hunter Renfrow fumbled the ball twice in overtime. The second time just so happened, Murphy Bunting picked up the ball and ran it back for six. And that was the end of overtime. So there was that. But I got the Titans going. They're home. They're at Nissan Stadium. And I think they beat the Raiders this week. I think the Titans kind of put some stuff together. Now they are missing. I think they will be without Taylor Lewan this week, one of their offensive linemen. We already know they replaced a couple offensive linemen on the starter O-line. But I think, you know, I think Derrick Henry and Tannehill end up getting it done this week against the Raiders. Because like I said, the Raiders defense isn't really that good. Their rushing defense and their passing defense they're both kind of terrible. So I think the Titans be able to get this done this week. The Buffalo Bills travel down to Miami to play the Dolphins. I don't think this is going to be an easy win for the Bills, but I do think the Bills come out with this win. We just saw Tua last week come out and put up a 6-touchdown performance, came back from down. I think it was like 34-17. I forget what the score was last week at halftime. But they came back. Tyreek Hill did his thing. Jalen Waddle did his thing. They put up 6 touchdowns and came back, you know, came from behind for the victory against the Ravens. But I like the Buffalo Bills in this game. I think the Buffalo Bills, them and the Chiefs, I believe, are like the two best teams in football right now. And I think the Bills are going to be able to put this game away and beat the Miami Dolphins. Then we go to the Lions and Vikings. We just saw what the Philadelphia Eagles did to the Vikings. Now, the Vikings, I still have winning the NFC North. I still have them winning the North. Trust me. I know it's crazy, but I still have them winning the North. I'm also high on the Lions. I told you all that a while back that I'm high on the Lions this year, and I think they can make the playoffs. So I do have the Lions beating the Vikings this week. We've seen the Lions offense be able to put up points and hang with the best, or not the best of them, but they've been able to put up points and, you know, hang around. Now, they lost the week one game against the Eagles 38-35. Then they beat the Commanders like 36-32 or something like that. So their defense needs some work. But their offense, I think, is there. And I think that's going to be enough to get them past the Vikings. We saw the Vikings defense look very pedestrian last week against the Eagles on Monday Night Football. So I like the Lions in this game. Then we got the Ravens versus the Patriots. I like the Ravens to win this game. They got to bounce back from the game they had last week. Lamar is out there being Lamar, man. He's been balling, but I think this is going to be a bounce back game after letting the Dolphins back into the game last week. So I think the Ravens go out there and beat the Patriots. I got the Bengals beating the Jets. They're 0-2. They started off 0-2, but I think they're going to fix some things. I think they're going to actually go ahead and beat the Jets out there in East Rutherford, New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. I think the Bengals are going to be able to put up some points and take care of that, man. I mean, Joe Flacco is out here looking like prime Joe Flacco. He's like third in the league in passing yards. But I think that kind of ends against the Bengals this week. I think he comes back down to earth a little bit. I feel like that's what's going to happen. And I think the Bengals go out there and get the dub. Then we got the Eagles versus the Commanders, or as like I like to call them, the Commandos. I love what the Eagles have, how they've been looking. Now, I love what Jalen Hurts did last week or this past Monday against the Vikings. Now, I will say this. The Vikings made it pretty easy for him, but I don't want to take any credit away from Jalen Hurts because he has progressed from the guy that he was last year. He's progressed from the quarterback that he was last year, and you've seen him getting better. And I would even say from the week one to week two, he even got better in that time span where – I mean, he was able to – I mean, he had all the time in the world back there to throw the ball, but he was even able to spread the ball around, spread the love around to all his receivers. And I think that continues this week because the Commanders' defense isn't that good, especially not their secondary. Now, when they get Chase Young back, that might change because they can get some pressure on the quarterback. But, you know, as it looks now, the Eagles should be able to pick the Commanders apart. So I have the Eagles winning this game, and we already know what their defense looks like. I had the Eagles winning this game against the Commanders. Saints and Panthers, I'm taking the Saints. Another game where they got to bounce back. They took their foot off the pedal against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Jameis Winston threw some interceptions. So they got to make up for that, what they did last week. The Panthers aren't that good. Yes, they got, you know, Baker Mayfield. They got Christian McCaffrey. The Panthers, they're just not that good of a team. I had high hopes for their defense. It just hasn't come to fruition yet. And I think it's time to get Matt Rhule up out of there. So I got the Saints winning that game against the Carolina Panthers. Then we got the Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Los Angeles Chargers, man. Jacksonville is 1-1. The Chargers are 1-1. That's crazy to say. But, you know, you got Justin Herbert versus Trevor Lawrence. And people are gonna laugh. But I could see the Jaguars winning this game, get with a heavy dose of the run. But I don't think they win this game. I think the Chargers win this game. The Jaguars are traveling to Los Angeles to play the Chargers in SoFi Stadium. Like I said, you give them a heavy dose of the run, I think they could win. But I think Trevor Lawrence turns back into the Trevor Lawrence we've seen outside of him playing the Colts in Jacksonville. I don't really see all the hype that we got about Trevor Lawrence coming out of college. I still don't see that. So I'm going with the LA Chargers against the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think Justin Herbert does play this week. Now, if Chase Daniels play, then yes, the Jacksonville Jaguars are winning. But with Justin Herbert, I think the Chargers win this game, especially if they get Keenan Allen back this week as well. We got the Rams versus the Cardinals. I'm taking the Rams. The Cardinals aren't a good football team. There's no D-Hop. I don't really know what else to say about that. I just don't think the Cardinals are that good of a team. I like the Rams in this game. Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald, Matthew Stafford, Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, the other receiver. Now, so I like the Rams against the Cardinals in this game. Falcons and Seahawks. I'm rolling with the Seahawks. They're up here in Seattle playing each other. Falcons are 0-2. Seahawks are 1-1. This is really a mid-off, right? Like, this was a hard game to pick just because both of these teams aren't really that good. Some people may give a slight to the Falcons. Some may give a slight to the Seahawks. I like the Seahawks in this game. I think they beat the Falcons. I mean, hell, the Seahawks are 1-point favorites at home. So, you know, that's how close this game is for real, for real. Packers and Bucks, I like the Packers in this game. The Buccaneers are all banged up. Outside of Leonard Fournette, they don't really have much on offense. Mike Evans, he's suspended. Tom Brady, of course, he's there. But, you know, if he don't really have nobody to throw the ball to, then that's not really going to help him. But I like the Packers in this game. Aaron Rodgers showed you all why we should not really be worried about him not having Devontae Adams anymore. He showed that last week. They had a really good game. I mean, granted, it was against the Chicago Bears, but they were able to run the ball. You know, Aaron Rodgers put up 234 yards, 2 touchdowns. Sammy Watkins, crazy, had 93 yards receiving on 3 receptions. Aaron Jones had a receiving touchdown. Alan Lazard had a receiving touchdown. So, you know, I actually think that Sammy Watkins may become Aaron Rodgers' new favorite target. And we can, if Sammy Watkins is healthy, we've seen the talent there with Sammy Watkins. But can he stay healthy? If he can stay healthy, look out for that connection between him and Aaron Rodgers, for real, for real. Sunday night, we have the 49ers versus the Broncos. I like the 49ers in this game. It was unfortunate that Trey Lance suffered a broken ankle last week against the Seattle Seahawks. He suffered a broken ankle against the Seattle Seahawks, and Jimmy Garoppolo came in and, you know, he took over. Now, it was crazy because all offseason, the 49ers fans, they were saying that they didn't want to keep Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, they wanted to trade Jimmy Garoppolo and everything. And then when it came out that Jimmy was going to be staying with the 49ers, my immediate thought was, would you rather have Jimmy backing up Trey Lance? Because what if Trey Lance goes down? And unfortunately, that is what happened. But would you rather have Jimmy Garoppolo backing up Trey Lance? Or would you rather have someone like C.J. Beathard, who I believe is off of that team now, or not C.J. Beathard, I forget who the guy was that they had in the preseason, but would you rather, was it Mullins? Maybe it was Mullins. I don't remember. But would you rather have that quarterback, Brock Purdy, I guess, who is the backup now behind Jimmy Garoppolo, would you rather have any of those quarterbacks backing up Trey Lance, or would you rather have Jimmy Garoppolo? Now, Jimmy Garoppolo isn't the best, but he's better than those other options that I just named. Like, he's better than those options. So I would rather have Jimmy Garoppolo behind my starting quarterback if that was the case. So the 49ers now go into this Broncos game. They go into Denver at Mile High Stadium with Jimmy Garoppolo. And I like the 49ers to win this game. Denver just hasn't impressed me. Russell Wilson, he's the same guy I told y'all he was. And now everybody's coming to the light. It's crazy how that works, right? I was a hater before, but now everybody's seeing the light. And it's just crazy how that works out. But, I like the 49ers in this game. And now the Monday night matchup. The Giants versus the Cowboys. I don't understand why the Cowboys keep getting primetime games. They are without Dak Prescott. They have Cooper Rush as their quarterback now. Michael Parsons, that man's playing amazing. Like, he's playing lights out. You take nothing away from Michael Parsons. And Trayvon Diggs is actually having a really good season as well. So I don't want to take anything away from those two guys. That Cowboys defense looks elite, but the offense hasn't caught up to the defense. And I don't think it will without Dak Prescott in that lineup. So I do have the Giants beating the Cowboys. The Giants are 2-0, but we're going to see, is this a fraudulent 2-0 or is this a legit 2-0? I do like what Brian Daboll brings to that team. I like what Wink Martindale is bringing to that defense. So now it's time to see, is this a real team or is this just a fraudulent 2-0? I don't think it's fraudulent. Now, I know everybody doesn't believe in Daniel Jones, but I do believe Brian Daboll could be the one that helps him develop into not a elite quarterback, but into a pretty good starter in the NFL. So this is one of the games where Daniel Jones has to go out there and show that he's making the progressions and that he's making the progressions in his career to become a legitimate starter in the NFL, a good, not great starter, but like a good starter in the NFL that can win you some games and can complete some passes to get you, to get you some yardage when you need it and everything. So I think this game is going to show that. And I like the Giants to beat the Cowboys. I understand, some people may not like that, especially Cowboys fans, but I've been high on the Giants. You can check my tweets. I said the Giants could go like a legit, 6-1. I believe it was like 6-1 or something. I don't know, something crazy. I said I said they could make the playoffs because a lot of their games to start the season are at home. they play the Packers in London, but they play the Panthers at home. They play the Cowboys at home, the Bears at home, the Packers in London, and then the Ravens at home. So out of those first, what is that, six games? Only two of them were on the road. Four of those games were at home. And, I mean, really on the road for the Packers game, it's because they're playing in London and the Packers are the home team. But they're playing in London. But really, like I said, four out of those first six games are at home. So, I don't know. I like the Giants' odds there. So, those are my picks for this week for these games. Let me know what you all think about them. Once again, go ahead to that ratings and review section and let me know what you all think about my picks. like I told y'all earlier, I have started writing, so look out for that article this weekend. I will be posting it on Twitter, so that way it can, you know, people can read it, retweet it, whatever, share it with others. So look out for that. If you're not following me on Twitter, go follow me on Twitter at DropBallsPod. I follow back. I have a good time on Twitter. I like to have fun. I like to joke around, like to troll a little bit. But I do talk sports. I know my sports, as y'all probably see when I'm talking on this podcast. But yeah, follow your boy on Twitter. And, you know, until next time, y'all be easy, man. Be safe out here in these streets. Have a good weekend. Enjoy the football this weekend. Peace.
I got some issues, I know that I can't lie. Cause I got a bitch, but I fuck hoes on the side. I know that I can't hide. Cause I tell my bitch that I love her, but I lie. I got some issues, I know that I can't lie. Cause I got a bitch, but I fuck holes on her. Always, baby, get you in my bed, you leave so confused. Cause I fuck you so good, you be all up in your feelings. I make you nod, then you tell me that you love me. But soon as we done, you be throwing shit and crying. Like I had enough, enough, yeah, yeah. I got some issues, I know that I can't lie. Cause I got a bitch, but I fuck hoes on the side. I know that I can't hide. Cause I tell my bitch that I love her, but I lie. I got some issues, I know that I can't lie. Cause I got a bitch, but I fuck holes on her.
Some from Texas, some from Cali, some do not live in the States. I'm ashamed, no I'm not, who am I kidding, man? I love it, 24, we're like 24. Reasons to say fuck it, it's so easy now. Women multiplying off my clout. To tell the truth, though I had hoes when I was sleeping on the couch. That's the sauce, that's the sauce. Always had it, always will. To the ones who got my real number, let me keep it real. Pour out my exes, I pour out some new ones. Please do not take pictures, you doing too much. Fuck talking, I keep it short like a crew cut. I can't fuck you if you let the whole crew fuck. It's been too long, I've been fucking you since I was trying to get done. And now you got husband, now you got kids. They don't gotta know a fucking thing about this, yeah.
I got some issues, I know that I can't lie. Cause I got a bitch, but I fuck hoes on the side. I got some issues, I know that I can't hide. Cause I tell my bitch that I love her, but I lie. I got some issues, I know that I can't lie. Cause I got a bitch, but I fuck hoes on the issues, I know that I can't. Cause I tell my bitch that I love her, but I